The Shadow Rising by Robert Jordan. This book is read by Michael Kramer and Kate Redding. Chapter 1. Seeds of Shadow. The wheel of time turns, and ages come and pass, leaving memories that become legend. Legend fades to myth, and even myth is long forgotten when the age that gave it birth comes again. In one age called the Third Age by some, an age yet to come, an age long past, a wind rose on the great plain called the Carolane Grass. The wind was not the beginning. There are neither beginnings nor endings to the turning of the wheel of time, but it was a beginning. North and west the wind blew beneath early morning sun, over endless miles of rolling grass and far-scattered thickets, across the swift-flowing River Luon, past the broken-topped fang of Dragon Mount, mountain of legend towering above the slow swells of the rolling plain, looming so high that clouds wreathed it less than halfway to the smoking peak. Dragon Mount, where the dragon had died, and with him, some said, the Age of Legends, where prophecy said he would be born again, or had been. North and west, across the villages of Jualda and Darain and Alendair, where bridges like stone lacework arched out to the shining walls, the great white walls of what many called the greatest city in the world, Tar Valon, a city just touched by the reaching shadow of Dragon Mount each evening. Within those walls, Ogier-made buildings well over 2,000 years old seemed to grow out of the ground rather than having been built, or to be the work of wind and water rather than that of even the fabled hands of Ogier's stonemasons. Some suggested birds taking flight, or huge...